Welcome to this edition of the SearchCIO.com CIO Innovators podcast series on IT and business leadership. In this series, SearchCIO.com editors speak with leading enterprise CIOs about how they use technology to innovate and create positive business change.
Hi, this is Scott Peterson. Today I'm with Lee McMullen, Research Director in Gartner's Office of the CIO Research Team. SearchCIO is going to be covering Gartner's CIO Leadership Forum in Arizona in March, and Lee has joined us today to discuss the conference. Welcome, Lee.
Thanks.
Lee, last year's conference was about disruptive innovation, and this year's conference is called Leading in Times of Transition. Can you explain a little bit about that theme, and let me know, is this something you're trying to build on from last year?
Certainly. So, you know, last year we were talking about the notion of creative disruption and how enterprises can use creative disruption to change kind of the very fabric of what IT is doing and how they're going to propel enterprises and their ability to grow and succeed in, you know, these tumultuous markets. This year we're really talking about amplifying the enterprise. So if you were going to go through this process of creative disruption, what were you going to transform yourself into? This year's CIO survey that was just released, and we just did the webcast for that today, really talked about the notion of amplifying the enterprise and using technology not as sort of a serial amplifier for the enterprise as it has been before, but really being able to kind of use technology to drive greater enterprise amplification and greater enterprise effectiveness as it engages in products, markets, channels.
Are you assuming that enterprises already have some kind of a process of innovation in place already?
Most enterprises that we've surveyed, when they innovate, they tend to innovate rather ad hoc. There are a few enterprises, I would say, probably the top 10 or top 15% that have gotten very, very good and have got repeatable or sustainable innovation processes. That was one of the topics of last year's Masters of Innovation report, was how our master innovators, those people who are able to do kind of breakthrough innovations over and over and over again, different from typical innovators. Most enterprises are going to be typical innovators, and that's fine, but what should they be innovating towards? What are the goals that enterprises want us to begin to achieve? And that is very quickly and very clearly becoming all about enterprise effectiveness and driving enterprise agility within the markets. Even for public sector enterprises, they've got to become much more agile in the way that they engage with constituents and policymakers, and they've got to be a lot more effective in the way that they do that.
In this discussion, we're going beyond technology to more about what the technology can bring to the business. How can it add value to the business?
Absolutely. And one thing that we've tried to do with this year's conference, of course, is to keep everything really practical. So there's a lot of, and I think, you know, for the people who are going to be attending, there are, you know, for organizations that are very leading, there's still some aspirational stuff out there for them to kind of look to and set their sights on. For organizations that are just getting started in this kind of transformation process, there's plenty of practical things that they can take into account and begin doing tomorrow. So we've really tried to, again, keep the conference very focused on the practical, while at the same time providing some inspirational content or aspirational content as well.
What are some of those things that people can take away with them and implement right away?
So one of the things that we found to be, and this was a call out from last year's EXP report in March about engaged enterprises, the number one thing that those enterprises that were most transformative pointed to as being the linchpin, the thing that enabled them to transform very, very quickly, was leadership. And you'll note that the CIO Forum this year is, of course, a leadership forum as it is every year, but we continue to emphasize leadership as being a primary transformative force for organizations. And when, again, as the March report suggested, and we've continued to study this as we've been looking at organizations in different phases of transition and aspiring towards different goals, leadership is the thing that keeps coming back to. And it's not just personal leadership on the part of the CIO, although that's tremendously important, but it's how the CIO, as a personal leader, begins to inculcate and drive leadership throughout every facet of the organization and through every level of the organization. One of our CIOs told us that, you know, even at a minimum, no matter who the person was in the organization, they could be a leader of one and lead themselves. And that's just a tremendously important mindset shift. And then when the organizations undergo that shift, they have the ability to transform very, very rapidly and very agilely to tumultuous market conditions.
So going forward, do you see, and does Gartner see, the CIO as sort of the hub of innovative development and innovative advancements within a company, as opposed to somebody else, like, let's say, even the CEO or maybe the CFO?
Well, somebody's going to be the innovative hub within organizations. I mean, CEOs and boards tell us that they absolutely expect another wave of enterprise growth, and they expect that technology is going to be the thing that powers that wave. The opportunity is for CIOs to, you know, take up the mantle of that challenge and become that hub, or stand by and watch as somebody else does it. But it's going to happen one way or the other. Obviously, you know, our desire and aspiration for CIOs is to equip them with the tools necessary in order to be able to take up that challenge and be successful in it.
Right. Certainly the CIO is in the best position to take advantage of that. I was wondering if you could just dig into the technology a little bit more in your research. Are you hearing what CIOs are paying most attention to as far as technology goes, or, you know, cloud or business analytics?
Well, sure. The top three continue to be cloud, BI, and mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Mobility, because it has the ability to take the enterprise and bring it to wherever the customer is within the customer's context at the moment. And it will continue to be something that enterprises focus on as a means to both differentiate as well as to engage with customers. The cloud, and, you know, my particular area of research is predominantly focused on enterprise effectiveness and IT in the front office, so how we drive enterprise effectiveness, how we actually make money with this stuff. What was interesting about the cloud in that respect was that the CIOs that we've talked to understand that the cloud has obviously got dramatic potential to restructure the cost basis of IT, but that's not why they're interested in it. They're interested in the cloud because it provides them with mechanisms to innovate very inexpensively, to fail very cheaply, and to pay the price of success. That's one of the things that very few people, when they start this innovation life cycle, really lock onto, is that success has got a tremendous price as well. Because if you deploy something as, you know, a pilot to 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 people, those things will tend to take off virally. And if you're not prepared to deal with an innovation scaling from 5 people to 2,000 people, you're not ready to pay the price of success. And so that's one of the things that the CIOs that we're talking to are really embracing the cloud for, is because it provides them with that sort of platform with pre-built integrity that will enable them to innovate very inexpensively and at the same time scale when the one thing or the two things or the three things that they do actually manage to hit home runs on and are able to do that very, very quickly.
And does social media fit into this equation at all?
So, and Mark will be a great person to talk to about social media, because that's a highlight. One, he just wrote a book on it, and two, it's highlighted in the 2012 CIO agenda, so I don't want to steal his thunder in that regard, but he does have some very surprising insights about CIOs, social media, and companies, and an apparent disconnect there, where companies are pursuing social media very energetically, and yet it's not a terribly high priority for a lot of the CIOs we surveyed.
Great. Yes, we'll be talking to Mark McDonald, Group Vice President of Gartner Executive Programs and the Conference Chair, in another podcast. Lee, is there anything else we'd like to add about what we're going to be looking forward to at the show?
Well, again, I think it's going to be a great show. This is different than our symposium. It's a much more intimate event, and it's much more tuned towards an exclusive CIO audience. And so even for those CIOs who regularly attend symposium, they tell us, you know, that forum is the place where they can kind of, you know, really relax, connect with their peers. It's very much more focused on networking. The analysts that there are all executive programs analysts, and the program there is, again, much more tailored to and oriented towards the role of the CIO. So I look forward to seeing everybody out there March 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. It's going to be fantastic.
At the beautiful JW Marriott Camelback Inn.
Absolutely. That's a great facility, too.
So you can apply at gartner.com/US/CIO. Lee McMillan, thank you very much for taking the time today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this SearchCIO.com CIO podcast. For more CIO news and resources, please visit searchcio.com.